Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Mom Turns Her Son to Daughter Part 1, written by Angel O'Hare. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. It is often said by mothers everywhere, why can't you be more like your sister? Mrs. Slothrop was in her son's room to check yet again if he had cleaned his room like she asked for the millionth time. Of course he hadn't, and this time she had had it with him. Okay, so this is how he is going to be. Well, just wait until he gets home from the park this time. Mrs. Slothrop knew that just about every item of clothing her son had was on the floor, in the chair, kicked under the bed, crammed into the closet, and stuffed into the drawers of his dresser, mixed in with the very few remaining clean clothes he had left. She went next door to her daughter's room, which was kept in the exact opposite condition that her son's room always is. Her daughter was just finishing putting her clothes that no longer fit her in several boxes. The bras and panties were in a bag to be thrown out because they wouldn't be donating those. Mrs. Slothrop smiled as an idea popped right into her head that just might work on her very messy, disobedient son. Her daughter looked up and, seeing that look on her mother's face, had to ask, "What are you thinking, Mom? I know that look and somebody is in big trouble. Trish, short for Patricia, how would you like to help me change your little brother's attitude and appearance?" Oh boy, would I? With that said, the two females talked and planned and schemed as they went about cleaning and disinfecting Terry's, short for Terrence, room. Soon, all his dirty clothes, including those they had thought just might be clean ones, were boxed up and they set about doing the heavy duty cleaning. His room desperately needed several years ago. Now, normally, Trish would have balked at helping her mother clean her little brother's room, but in this case, it was a pleasure. Many a time, Mrs. Slothrop would ask her daughter to help Terry clean his room with the same reply being returned by her daughter. "Mother, Terry messed it up. Let him clean it up. Why should I be punished when I didn't do anything wrong?" She was right, of course. It would be just like a punishment to have Trish clean her brother's room, and that would let Terry off too easy. So she would just send Terry up to clean his room, knowing exactly what he would do. Cram everything sort of out of sight and call it clean. Not anymore would he get away with that. From now on, Terry would help around the house, giving his mother and sister a hand with everything. What he didn't know how to do, they would teach him. Yes, Terry was in for a big surprise, all right. His mother shook her head one more time as she thought, why can't boys be more like girls? Terry was sliding into second base after he just hit a screaming grounder by his best friend Johnny. Shit, was all Terry said as he stood up safe at second base. It had rained earlier and second base was a muddy mess. Terry was soaked right through to his briefs and the feelings he felt were not pleasant ones at all. The mud had not only seeped through his shorts, but during the slide it had mashed right inside them as well. His denim shorts dripped brown ooze as he stood and all his friends were laughing at the sight. "Hey, Terry, you shit your pants, dude." "Hey, Terry, maybe next time you should wear diapers." Yep, all his so-called friends turned on him when something like this happened. Well, they would turn on anybody if this happened to any one of them. Mrs. Jenkins heard the profanity and the yells as she looked over at the baseball diamond. There stood a small little boy, and it looked like he had had an accident. A big accident at that? One thing Mrs. Jenkins did not tolerate, and that was the use of profanity by children. And one other thing she detested was how cruel young boys could be to each other. Now, why can't boys be more like girls? Mrs. Jenkins stomped over to the baseball diamond as the boys were all yelling at the same time various things at Terry, most of which contained the word shit. She grabbed Johnny first because he was the closest, and the boys were so into insulting Terry they had not heard or seen her coming their way. "You bad-mouthed, cruel boy," she said as she twisted Johnny's arm and dragged him to the pitcher's mound. She called all the boys to her and made it clear they would not get away with what they had been doing, even if they chose to run. So all the boys gathered around Mrs. Jenkins as she took down all their names and phone numbers. Then she made them each apologize to Terry before she sent them all home. "You poor thing, those bigger boys are always picking on the smaller ones, aren't they, dear?" Mrs. Jenkins took a speechless Terry by the hand and led him back to the main building of the park. She had her office here as the town's head of the recreation department. The little boy was a mess, and there would be no way she could send him home in his present condition. That is, if she had anything to say about it. Terry, in actual age, was 11 years old, even though he looked to be about 5 due to his size and features. As she continued to lead Terry on, he began to limp and felt an increasing stingy feeling with each step he took. His left butt cheek and his inner thigh hurt and stung something fierce. Mrs. Jenkins noticed and asked him what was wrong. Nothing, ma'am. I think I slid on a rock or something because it stings a little. I will be okay. Let me see. Oh, what of my manners? What is your name, sweetie pie? I'm Mrs. Jenkins. I'm Terry, Mrs. Jenkins. Terry, and what is your last name, sweetie pie? Slothrop, ma'am. Oh, you must be Janet's little boy. Yes, ma'am. Terry jumped just then as Mrs. Jenkins lifted his shorts up and then his briefs as well to get a better look. Oh my, you have a long cut and with all this mud in it as well. We will have to get that cleaned out and you might need a few stitches if it's deep, sweetie. It's okay, Mrs. Jenkins. I can wait until I get home and my mom will take care of it. Now, Terry, I can't bring you home in this condition. What would your mommy think of me? You can barely walk now and I will have to drive you home. You can't get into my car in this messy shape with mud and blood all over you. I will clean you up and get you something clean to wear. If the cut isn't deep, I will just bandage it and then take you home, okay? Really, Mrs. Jenkins, my house isn't that far and I can walk home. That's enough of that silly talk, sweetie. I will call your mommy on the phone and see what she has to say about it, okay? Oh no, Mrs. Jenkins, it's okay, you don't have to call my mother. They arrived at the main building and Mrs. Jenkins unlocked the girls' shower and dressing room. The boys' section was being used by the bigger kids at the time. The girls were empty because their softball team had an away game. Terry trembled as he realized Mrs. Jenkins was going to see him naked and he didn't have any other clothes to wear. He really didn't know what to do. Mrs. Jenkins just smiled at him as she closed the door and led him deeper into the girls' dressing room and showers. Okay, sweetie, now you try and get undressed while I call your mommy. Oh, geez, there is a phone right here. She will see me get undressed. Geez. Mrs. Jenkins dialed the number and seeing Terry hesitating, she cradled the phone on her shoulder and pulled his t-shirt up and off. Terry, shocked to stillness, just stood there as she unbuttoned his shorts and pulled them down to his ankles. She pulled his soggy, messy briefs down next and motioned for him to sit on the nearby bench. Once he sat down, off came his shorts and briefs. He ended up sitting there with just his soggy sneakers and socks still on. Hello, Janet? Hi, this is Gwen at the park. Well, yes, I'm afraid so. Terry has got himself into a spot of trouble. No, nothing like that, Janet. The bigger boys were picking on him something terrible. Apparently, he slid into second base, which was very muddy, and he cut himself on a rock or something. I am checking that out now, Janet. But I will have to clean him up to be able to tell if he needs stitches or not. Is that okay? Oh my no, Janet. I'm sure I can find something in here for him to wear home. He is such a tiny thing. Nothing I have for boys would fit him, I'm afraid. Okay, I will bring him right home, and if he needs stitches, I can stay with Trish for you. Oh, don't mention it at all, dear. I don't mind. He is a little cutie, isn't he? Mrs. Jenkins laughed and said, I know it, Janet. Why can't boys be more like the girls? I have asked myself that very question many times. Okay, see you in a little while. She laughed again then, hung up the phone, turning to Terry, sitting with his hands covering himself. She knelt down and just pulled his sneakers off and then his socks. And very red in the face, Terry was ready to get this over with as fast as possible. Okay, little one, let's get you cleaned up, okay? Oh, geez, I can't believe this. I am going to be cleaned up by this old lady I don't even know. And I have to wear girls' clothes home. Trish is going to laugh her head off. I will never live this one down. Holding one of his hands with his other one trying to cover himself as they walked to the shower section, she stopped near a small stainless steel tub. This we use for sore arms to soak in, and I think it is just big enough for you, sweetie. Here, hold on to my arms as I lift you in. Terry had to do as she asked, leaving himself exposed as Mrs. Jenkins chuckled. You are a tiny one, aren't you, sweetie pie? How old are you?
I'm 11, ma'am.
She laughed and thought he wishes he was 11. He can't be more than 5. She turned on the water and it was really cold as Terry's little maleness shrunk and practically disappeared altogether. Don't worry, sweetie, it will warm up in a minute. Terry had goosebumps all over him as she gently spayed him down and using a washcloth started cleaning around his most private spot. This is a very long cut, honey. It isn't very deep, but it's sure going to hurt you for a while in its location. It goes from just beneath your tiny wee-wee, around and halfway up your plump little cheek. She gently washed and rinsed and washed and rinsed and washed and rinsed until she was satisfied the area was clean. She had him hold the handheld shower nozzle as she went to a cabinet, At least the water was warm now, not hot and just a little warm. She returned with 3 bottles of different stuff. Honey, this is body wash and I will use it carefully, okay? I will try not to get much in your cut because it will sting. Now hold the nozzle for me and don't spray until I tell you to, okay? Yes, ma'am. He had to hold on to the side of the tub while she did first one foot and then the other. She then moved up his good leg and then the bad one. Ouch, that stings. I know it does, sweetie pie, but you are a brave little boy, aren't you? As Terry fought back the tears from the stinging pain, he said, yes, ma'am. She then washed his little wee-wee and then his plump little bottom as he winced again. She got another washcloth and did his face, ears, neck, chest, and back. Okay, sweetie, you can rinse now. Oh, let me have that. I can get all of you. Hold on to the side of the tub with both hands, honey. I don't want you to slip and fall. He was rinsed off and then she soaked his head. Terry had to lean his head back if he didn't want shampoo to get into his cut. He leaned back and jumped as his little wee-wee hit the side of the ice-cold tub. He had to stand back just a little bit to keep from having that happen again. Mrs. Jenkins just giggled and continued shampooing his hair. She rinsed his hair and repeated the shampooing once more. She rinsed that out and put some other junk in his hair. Now, honey, you just let that stay in your hair while I get you something to wear, okay? Yes, ma'am. With that said, she went into another room, chuckling as she left. Oh no, what if somebody comes in here? Geez, I can't get out of this tub thing. I hate this. Terry was getting real worried now. It seemed like Mrs. Jenkins had been gone for a long time, though it had only been about 30 minutes. He was sure somebody else would be walking in that door any second now. Terry began shaking and had goosebumps all over him, even though it was about 75 degrees in the room. He was about to start crying from his distress when he heard and then saw Mrs. Jenkins return. She was smiling real big and holding a plastic bag that must contain his soiled clothes and sneakers. Over her arm, she had some blue and gold clothes, and in one hand, she held a pair of gold-colored girl's panties with blue lace trim, and the other held a pair of blue sneakers with gold trim. The sneakers had these same colored socks with gold lacy trim that puffed out. She laid them carefully on a nearby chair. On the back of the shirt, a name was written in fancy script, and it spelled Mary Beth. Oh, geez, I can't go home wearing that stuff. Why can't girls be more like boys and wear plain stuff? As Mrs. Jenkins laid the panties down on the chair on top of the very short blue skirt, Terry saw they had several rows of blue lace on the back. He turned bright red, knowing there was no way out of this. Okay, honey, let's rinse the conditioner out, and then we can blow dry your hair. Conditioner. Oh, geez. Boys don't use conditioners that are for girls. Mrs. Jenkins chuckled, seeing a beet red little boy as she did the final rinse and wrapped his head in a towel. She lifted him out of the tub and, using another towel, patted him gently dry. She was extra gentle on his little wee-wee and around his cut. She led him over next to the chair and lifted him up on a counter that had a long mirror on the wall just above it. She went to another cabinet and took out a roll of some white cloth and something in a long box. She came back and started unwound a bit of the stuff. This is gauze, honey, and we will cover most of your cut with this, okay? Yes, ma'am. She unrolled and folded it over a few times before she cut it. She then laid it down on top of the panties. She then picked up the box and opened it. It held a funny-looking white thing like a thin strap with 2 metal clips and snaps on the ends. She then took out a long white thing that looked like a bandage that had thin wide strips on both ends. What the heck are those for? Terry thought. Mrs. Jenkins just chuckled, seeing the perplexed look Terry had on his face. Okay, honey, let me do your hair, and then we can bandage you up and get you dressed. Your mommy might get worried if we take too much time. Mrs. Jenkins went back to the cabinet and came back with a blow dryer and funny-looking brush. It was a styling brush, but Terry didn't know that. She brushed and teased and brushed and teased until she was happy. Terry turned a little so he could see in the mirror and gasped. His hair was just long enough to do something with, and now all he saw was curls. How did he get curls? His hair felt funny now. The curls would bounce with every move his head made. Mrs. Jenkins saw the look on his face and decided to tell him his unasked question. Oh, I'm sorry, Terry. I thought I had used conditioner on your hair, but I must have grabbed the wrong bottle. I must have grabbed a curling solution one of the girls must have left behind. Don't worry, dear. I think it washes out after a few shampoos. She thought he looked so cute. He is going to look so precious when he is all dressed up. I bet Janet is going to love this. She often mentioned she wished he was born a girl. She chuckled again, thinking about it all. I'm glad Janet filled me in on her little plan for him. I just hope his father will go along with it. That plump little butt of his gives him the greatest girly shape for a little boy. It was time for the bandaging, so Mrs. Jenkins lifted Terry off of the counter and first, using the gauze, she taped it into place. The only spot she didn't bandage was just under Terry's little wee-wee. She then picked up that funny-looking string thing and wrapped it around Terry's waist. The snaps didn't line up because Terry's waist was so small. She taped the sanitary belt together at the right size and then pulled the napkin through one of the clips. She pulled it through until one end of the pad was tight against the clip, which would cover his little wee-wee. She pulled the other end tight as well, and it fit just right that way. Terry looked at her with a surprised look on his face, and she chuckled again. Sweetie pie, this is so you don't bleed on your panties, dear. It will protect your cut from getting rubbed open as well. We don't want to ruin your panties by getting bloodstains on them, do we? My panties? They're not my panties. I don't wear panties. Geez, this is real bad. Please let this end soon, thought Terry. With that said, and Terry standing still like a statue unable to utter a word, she began to dress him. What, two pairs of panties? She pulled a plain white pair of panties out of the fancy pair. These were thick ones and looked more like the training pants he used to wear when he was being potty trained. She slipped them up his legs and smoothed them over his plump little bottom. Then came the fancy pair, and she did the same with those. She picked up the blouse and pulled another shirt from inside it. This one was white and silky with a little blue bow and a pink flower in the middle of the neck part. She had him hold his arms up and slipped it over his head, and he felt his new curls bounce as it settled over his shoulders. She tucked this into his panties and then came the other blouse. Once again, he felt his new curls bounce, and she tucked this one into his panties as well. She had him sit down and slipped the pair of frilly socks on him and then the sneakers. The laces were blue and gold, which she tied in a nice bow, and then clipped these blue plastic things with little bells over the middle of the bows. These are so your shoes don't get untied, honey. Don't worry, dear, they come off easy if you know how to do it. Terry didn't know how, of course, and this fact worried him. She then had him step into the little skirt, and he could feel it didn't cover much. It just barely covered his front and bottom. If he bent over either way just a little, those fancy panties with all those lacy rows would show to everybody and anybody nearby. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story and show your support on Patreon.